I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret in the world. We live today in a golden age. This is an era that man has looked forward, dreamed of, and worked toward for thousands of years. But since it's here, we pretty well take it for granted.
Hi, oh silliness, 1212, feels great to be back. It's your new gold boy, DJ A up at Birdos in the building. You know we got a good freshness for y'all, and also, happy 2013, it's the odd number, but you know, I feel like it's going to be a great year. What up, A-O, what's cracking?
We did it, man, we did it, we survived the end of the world, Birdos. I cannot believe we're still here. That's why we didn't do another episode, I thought I was dead.
You know what? I knew it was a joke. A big ass joke on everyone. Seriously.
At the end of the last podcast, Benos was here. He's like, I don't want to die, Marcus. I don't want to die.
Of course I don't want to die. You know, I want to leave. You know, bump my head to great music and all that shiznit, man. Shit, man. I'm happy, man. But you know what? Happy end of the world to all of you motherfuckers.
And welcome to the brand new world, because we're here and we thought, you know what? We're still involved in the new golden generation of hip-hop. It's popping, man. There's a lot of good things happening in hip-hop right now, so we need to keep up, keep pushing it, and keep telling people what's happening in the underground.
And what a better place than new gold, you know? So we're going to get this shit started. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but first of all, let's hear some sound, some music.
So we're going to kick off with one of my favorite releases of last year. It's for the Pro Era mixtape. That's Joey Badass's crew. And this track is called Resurrection of Real. It's two of the crew members, A La Soul and Nick Caution. And this is New Gold. We're here in 2013 to bring you more of that good shit. Hip hop, everybody.
Yeah, bitches.
Yo, I don't give a fuck. Mic check, Smith and Wesser, resurrected the borough who been the most suspected. Uh-huh. Protect your neck or get pro tags, touch your necklace. Relentless killers for $5 billers with 99s. Double the rhymes when I spit it like those times. Meet up, mommy, my flow shine. You co-sign, I throw lines for the full time. Like Quattro, hey, Hancho, the Glock, let them things go. Click, clack, bang, molly pop slow. Cooking up cheese, that's nachos. One bag out show. I got shows, I got hoes that go down low like pie hoes for pie gold. My pockets hold more shit. If you want beef, no slap joes. I been drop bones. You niggas can't fuck with your fuckable. This stylist is not foe. My flow will put in on my hustable. You can't touch the untouchable. Demolition, destruction, no. Better listen for the instruction, no. We cause havoc when we mob these. Spot trees like forest fire. Messiah from the dark streets. No harm, G. All my breeze get aimed at your arteries. For broader cheese, niggas playing with the lottery. Or commit grand larceny. Pardon me, accordingly. Ain't no one spitting as hard as we. At the top is where I ought to be. Proper for knowledge, the way I'm parting seas. Honestly, I'm just getting started. No keys, I open doors, kick them down where it falls. Cause the 4-5 is in line with your paws, no sweat. I'm just a pro, you know. Brooklyn, the jungle, so hoes dispose their clothes. So the soul ain't better than you is. No kids, just stay back while I stay my top goal. Yo, chick top goals, but she drop Jones. But a low, she get low. I suppose she down to go, you know. It's the guard, I'll be coming up with the flow. Been the rebel, you niggas pebble some on all the tops. I guess I rock, you'll get Tupac with these two hot shots. RIP, leave you buried in Tupac's spot, nigga.
Yeah. Check. I don't want to move it. I saw A La Soul in the building. Let's go. Yo. When I rap, it's like I'm blowing through a crack pipe. Flowing on this half pipe. Dope like, why the fuck you ask twice? What the fuck is YOLO? Probably been a pharaoh in my past life. 18, so this dynasty gon' sound right. Drop a song, think it sounded nice. All of you just sound alike. Yeah, while I fucking steer a mountain bike. I'm so Everest, you ain't got no merit. Just fucking caution, American. Legend till they bury him. Born as a winner when it's storming. A winner, keep it calm and consider. We harm in your liver if you trip. Glimpse up, sip from my pimp cup. This is what we live in. Shit, you finally get a glimpse up. Motherfucker, I ain't scared of no man. I got that way like Roseanne. Keep these bitches focused. Yeah, you know I puck the trees, so my throat is swollen. I don't need a motive, I just keep on rolling. Until it's flat in the tire pop. Freezing in the firebox. Overweight ladies, they screaming when the choir starts. Everybody got the dream, it requires art and expires up. So will you take the deal? Damn, the flow is real like my birthright. Saying I've been cursed twice, blessed with absurd flight. Thinking I'm a threat, you heard right. Never got them first, but I earned stripes. And I learned how to read them, delete them, impeach a legion of losers and start a cause for the lost. Believe in the truest, like yo. You see, I'm flowing twisted like a backflip, ripping through these chaplets, and I've been spitting crack since. Yeah, so keep it real and a honey. What you chill at the top, then you feel in this plummet. Motherfucker, that's spot for me. In the jungle too hot to breathe, you will not proceed. So you better stay cautionary. You lost already, no garbage. Corpse is plenty, garbage empty. Illness what you feel. Redirect and chill while we resurrect what's real. Caution, motherfucking Nick, caution. Tell the bitches get off it. I'ma take them to the office.
Yo, this is Jay Good, Westside, TUS, and you are now listening to the New Goal Podcast. New Goal for the Soul, y'all.
Because
groovy.
With my dreams, I exhibit it in my patterns. I'm consistent. Running back if you ever miss it. Keep it clean, but so far that it feels explicit. Listen, stay shining. My light forever beams. Body MCs and everything between. So respect the queen from Queens. I'm on the scene, and I do all of this in the void that I've seen. I can't pretend to be anything I am not. I came to leave a mark, and I will be the brightest spot. I will do it to the day I'm in my grave and start to rot. Cause I love it, and I feel like it's the only thing I've got. It's the one thing. I get right all of the time. I don't write all of the time, but when I'm writing, I shine. Why the all up in mind? Humble yourself. Make sure your arrogance matching your grind. See, when I'm rocking, I'm fine. It's the time in between that really kills me. This is what I do. Can you feel me? See, this is music from this soul. It's the real me. If you wanna steal my flow, you gotta steal me. And even then, I'ma still be shining. Locked in the basement, rhyming, banging on the wall, so my cap doors can keep the perfect timing. Team DY on the other side grinding. Yeah.
Sound without focus, no, this is just noise. These rappers just boys, of course they're softer than plush toys. Sure, with the day mature like a fine wine word. Look at all these Tweety Birds from a timeline. Damn, I'm actually the father to the whole shadow. Damn, I'm actually the hardest, check the profile. Advocate for artists like you all in the same gang. The highway wide open while y'all all in the same lane. Word, let's switch it up, yeah I know, drop it low. Now let's pick it up, that weak shit, it gotta go. Stay topical, catch me where the hoppers and the boppers go. Scraps in the barrel like Papado. Talking about Geronimo, crap effects are much realer. Stop snitching, ain't never been for no drug dealers. Yeah, I said it, get at me if you felt the way. Freedom is the target, take aim and land a pelt yet.
And you're listening to the New Gold Podcast, bringing you the golden era sound of today's artists. Yeah.
Listen to sound, no. Listen to sound of music.
Tell me who want this. Some of them grinding back, we are gonna bring the true life less. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibes bless. Music to get you moving, that sound that you like best. Tell me who want test, tell me who want test. Some of them running back, but y'all gonna bring the true life best. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibes bless. Music to get you moving, music to get you moving, that sound like
how we started, grit mic, we on the old party. No joke, the show's only half. No figures if we stepping in the TARDIS. Fully letting her know I'm a sick artist. When flows connect with true bars, it's like something you can never lose heart in. Probably wanna take part in. Yeah, you would if you could, but you're not. Just one left it to us in the spot. Rock more than a few of the tunes that I drop. No pull up forward, I'm boop, yeah, stepping. My mouth is a weapon, projecting words with the real life lessons. As we forgetting the essence, but now we be ready to get up and tell them. We tell them.
We are gonna bring the true life bless. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibes bless. Music to get you moving, that sound that you like best. Tell me who want test, tell me who want test. Some of them grinding back, we are gonna bring the true life bless. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibes bless. Music to get you moving, music to get you moving, that sound like.
voodoo, black spit, rap has heard. The boom clap, lunatic, spit facts to them. Jump off mic, what I'm like, don't play blow trees, get high and get back to them. The underdog, yeah, rap for them, a little northern soul for them, I'd rhythm. To get the full shit, step back, my friend, and listen out for the sounds of the pad and pen. I scribble inks to the page and the words I recite, bring energy up on my town. Brothers and sisters, even ancestors, I woke by the sounds of twisted transistors. Digest what I flex, no stress when I inject something like digital text. Twist up my tongue like this full of cess, when I blow out the fumes, go straight to your head.
Some of them grinding back, we are gonna bring the true life, yes. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibes, bless. Use it to get you moving, that sound that you like best. Tell me who won test, tell me who won test. Some of them grinding back, we are gonna bring the true life, yes. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibes, bless. Use it to get you moving, use it to get you moving, that sound that you
like. Settle and run. Don't flow them out, I feel no why I bun. No why I grind, no end to be on par, cause I be on a tip, hitting on my home run. Don't say that it's for the hell of it, son. Intelligent, not an irrelevant one. Man's not into that. Unintellectual, zingy rap with no thought or tune or blink. Give me room like wall, ceiling, floor, raw. Inevitable that I'm on form. I'm sweating from the heat that I'm bringing on my beats. When I'm swinging through the trees, singing, take it to the door. What, reckon you're better than them all? Fake entity will eventually fall. We bring the big boy vibe. Easy, I'm sure I've told you before.
Tell me who won test. Some of them grinding back, but y'all gonna bring the true life. That sound that you like best. Tell me who won test. Tell me who won test. Some of them grinding back, but y'all gonna bring the true life mess. Forward, we have to move up, cause you're gonna say the new vibe bless. Use it to get you moving. Use it to get you moving. That sound like you.
Scenery's out of sight, shows tonight, I sail your doom tight. My platoon is right, putting bullet wounds into the mic. Once again, it's the paragraph chemist, inventors to finish. The experimentist, rock chemist, the elementor. I invent more courses, the editor, with thoughts of a sorcerer. Bring it, act like you want it, it isn't a man to take it from me. I hold a mic prisoner, rescues out of reach. Next crew's out of speech, unless you know how to teach. Retreat to the beat, I swing it, better than Tarzan. Once it's in the Arsene, all they can say is all man. A mass of people in stereo. Yo, any biting MCs in the area, bring it. Drastic, has it when it's put on plastic. Have it get blasted if I get sarcastic. Your thoughts are short, minds go far past it. He didn't want to pass it, I took it. Believe me, it's devious. If they want to see me, it's worse than hideous. Look, I drop another rhyme and the place gets shook. If you don't get back, react to the hook. I hook it, highly explosive. It can blow at any time, with any rhyme. Without a nine, get out of line. Too late if you wait till I perform. Mics get blown out of tone, so bring it on. Crowd didn't hear the
original in the wild. First one to ever let a rhyme flow down the Nile. Stomp it, comp, flaunt a similar style. Rhymes attack, now they want rap exile. Never, cause I get militant, that's why I'm stealing it. You give me a mic and I'm killing it. When it drops or tops and x-rays, give them hints, displays. I say, eight away the microchips instead of yapping about a gun, rapping about things they never done. You're sterile, you never come. I'm feral since I came, I'm still coming with more. In 94, I didn't go on tour, I went to war, whatever. I'll be right here till the next year at the mic site with a bright idea. Brothers come wrong, better split, get going. When I rip this song, they get torn. Bring it on.
Yeah, new gold. Big ass pack double on Mass Alpha and the Pro Era boys and all that shiznit. What's happening here? What's your you know, your sum up of 2012 musically?
Summing up 2012 musically. I think it was a good year for hip hop. First and foremost, compared to 2011, when I felt like, when we started this podcast, I felt like we were fighting against the current of music that was anti what I'd call real hip hop. You know, where it concentrates on good beats, progression can be in there, well cultured lyricism. Yeah,
it was the start of something. It was definitely like a willing fight. We felt like, you know, this thing was coming back full circle, and even though it was already there, there was certain acknowledgement from certain people or whether, or the way things were being pushed from certain artists or whatever. So we were like, yeah, you know, let's get on this and let's help carry this thing on. And little do we know, a few months later, it just sort of got to another level, right?
I feel like, see, what I see with the musical trends, I think you've always got those hardcore elements in each genre. I think you've got the heads in each genre, whether you be a garage head, house, drum and bass, dubstep, hip-hop, whatever. And I think those people stay true to their roots, but to make something popular, you've got your floaters. These people who jump from musical trend to musical trend. And I think right now, the floaters are all jumping back towards the hip-hop bandwagon because they've seen it's cool again. Whereas sometime in the mid-2000s to the late-2000s, and well, before 2010, 11, I think people were anti-hip-hop. When I said I liked hip-hop, and people were like, oh, that backpacker shit. Oh, you listen to underground. I like, you know.
But you know what's that? I think hip-hop, because obviously, you know, before obviously hip-hop to becoming mainstream were accepted by a certain crowd. But now, all those crowds are becoming hip-hop. You know what I mean? They were like, oh, we can also do this by bringing, you know, like, the whole thing with skinny jeans and skaters. Before, skaters was just sticking to flipping, listening to and skating. But now, the skating and actually practicing hip-hop. So, to that, you get the likes of the, whatever they want to call it, the whoever came through it, who was still, because if you listen to a lot of kids who are making the hip-hop that we like, they're all fucking skinny jeans wearing motherfuckers.
most of them are definitely are. But that's generational, man. I don't care about the fashion, to be honest. Like, you wear some skinny jeans, I don't give a fuck.
Me neither, I don't give a fuck. You know, you can wear your sister tongue if you want to.
he meant thong. No incest.
But the point is, what I'm saying is it's just the fact that, yeah, like now, you know, they're keeping something that we all been sort of craving for a while. Because now, it's like before, all you check out is, oh, mainstream. Because of the blogs and all these things now, you can just go off and check out those boombastic shit. And those kids, it seems as if people, like hip-hop sort of got acknowledgement where kids are going back to searching what's good or what's not, you know? They make their choices.
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot of people you'll find in the older generation, I mean, older than me and you, like 30s crowd, who think people don't dig anymore. These people think you have to dig, you go into the vinyl crates, and that's digging. But it's a different generation of digging. It's a different style. It's a recycled... A recycled habit, but it's just being done in a different way. People are digging online, you know, instead of getting your fingers dirty and heading down to the basement, you're delving into the stingiest blogs to find these tiny little Bandcamp areas, SoundCloud. You're scouring for days, and you're finding those tunes that other people haven't got. As a DJ as well, I find myself having to do that. You need to put the time in to have those records that other people haven't got. Otherwise, you're all going to be playing the same shit in the club. And those traditions are being carried on through to hip-hop now. It's just being done in a different platform.
We have to sort of adapt to time. Because realistically, the old shit is going to obviously get dust off anyway. They're all going to, you know, you won't be able to use them. Everybody's going to have to conform to what's here now. So what's here now is only progression anyway. So someone said, like DJ Green Lantern saying in an interview that, you know what, I think people shouldn't just be like, oh, it's just easy now. But no, it's easy, but you gotta figure out a way to push it yourself. Okay, use it to be creative with it. Not just use it, take it as it comes. You know, because that's what people did back in the day when they had all these technology. They didn't have the technology, they had the hardware. So they had to use it and be creative with it, create something out of it. So
I think other than being creative, and it's involved in being creative, to be courageous, be experimental. Don't go into the club, because it's easy for a DJ, or, you know, I'm talking from a DJ's point of view, so that's why I reference this. It's easy to download all the classics, every hip-hop classic, and play them in a club, in a sequence. It's not easy to find that new record and think, if I play this, what kind of response will I get? And if you don't know, you have to try it out anyway. Don't just stick to what everybody will like, because everybody knows the words to this track, so I'll play it. Play something new. Give them a taste, and that will become one of those tracks eventually. You know, you're bound to play some tracks where people just go, I want to hear that. What the fuck are you playing? I must play like 7 or 8 new tracks every time I play out, and most of them people go, ugh. But every now and again, people will be like, ugh.
They love it, and then by the time they even realize that they just heard something new, they're probably going to go home and just remember, hold on, I heard something in the club, let me turn on, research it. So it's about, we got to feed people. Everybody plays the role of, you know, either being a listener or you got to feed the listener. And I guess we love feeding the listener with new shit or whatever we find or whatever. We get dirty, yo.
So yeah, it's all... It's a new generation of hip-hoppers, but they've got a lot of the habits of the old generation, I'd say. And they're respecting the elders. They're respecting that generation by doing that, but they're doing their own thing at the same time, and that's all good. It's all good, because when I'm playing a set, I can mix in some Joey Badass with some 95 red, dusty track that costs $70 on eBay, and nobody even knows it from a different generation. No, it's cool. It's cool. I enjoy that. But yeah, man, I'm 2012, to go back to it. It was a dope year, in my opinion. It was the resurrection of realness, as Pro Era like to say.
To me, 2012 is a little bit like, someone who got kicked out for no reason coming back with a sledgehammer and be like, give me back my cash, motherfucker.
New Gold sledgehammering their way back into hip hop. Yeah, man, that is true. I love that. That's a good metaphor.
All right, here was the playlist so far.
Playlist so far was sledgehammer. Oh no, hold up. 1 second. Playlist so far. We started off with that Pro Era track. That was Resurrection of Real. If you haven't got that mixtape yet, make sure you go download it. It's awesome. It's Joey Badass's crew. And while we're talking about Pro Era, just say a rest in peace to Capital Steez. And our thoughts were with his family and friends. Big up to Capital Steez. Made a big impact in the short time he was doing this hip-hop thing. So after that, we played Dynasty featuring Talib Kweli, and it was Stay Shining. Dynasty is a girl who's doing big things right now. She's been slowly but surely making her way up the ladder. She worked with Primo earlier on in her career, and now she's working with Kweli. She's got a dope voice. She's a really pretty girl, but she's got this like raw nigga flow. You don't expect her to look like that. She's this slim, petite, attractive girl. Yeah, check out Dynasty. Dynasty, you got. And after her track, we played a Manchester track. We always bring some Manchester goodness to the show. It was the Mouse outfit, Manchester's 10-piece hip-hop. They might not be 10-piece anymore. It's ever-changing, the lineup of the Mouse. 13, 15, 10, 9, something like that. Hip-hop band. And that was featuring Sparks and 00, Big Up Boys, and it's Who Guan Test. If you go to YouTube, you can see the video. And if you watch really, really closely, I make a 0.23-second cameo.
Yeah, you can see DJ AO back. His hair pulling up. That was the best shot.
I'm like, look, Mom, I'm famous. Yeah, and after the Mouse outfit track, this was a cool track with I heard last week. It was a producer called Dominic Owen. And I'm guessing he thought, well, this is never going to see the light of day, because it was a track he recorded with Rakim back in 95, and I'm guessing he was waiting for the right release time, but that never happened. So he put it up on SoundCloud for download last week, and it was called Bring It On. It's dope, man. It sounds good. It still sounds fresh. It still Rakim sounds good. Beat's nice. So yeah, 95 goodness. We had a couple of releases like that last year. There was Slice of Spice, the record label, and they released an LL Cool J track from the 90s, and they released some Lord Finesse stuff and K-Def.
Speaking of LL Cool J, right, this guy, I read, he put out an album called Real Hip Hop or whatever, and then the single is called Ratchet. I don't know.
That's one of those big words, isn't it? Ratchets, right? You know what he means by ratchets? Because we played a track earlier in the year called Ratchet Still Jocking by Curtis King, and we're going to play one more of his tracks today. But yeah, Ratchets is basically the new way of saying ho. Nah, it's with Joe, I think, that's right.
And then stop rapping. Stick to the gym.
Nah, he can... I don't know. You know what? He must be 73 or something now. But
what gets me is the fact he can still speak and still rap, but I think he just rapping about the wrong thing for his own age.
To be honest, I kind of think, like, if I was a rapper, or if you were a rapper, better. No, I think we're too old to rap like that. Although I think I'd have never rapped like that, you know.
And that's the problem we have with you know, like old artists not letting it go. You know, you're old. Just stick to your age. Be old, you know, and then you can embrace it. Don't, you can't want to compete with all these little kids and you know. Let's see, you know, you'd be wearing his sister phones and shit.
What are you talking about, Ben? I don't know if LL Cool J wears his sister's thong or not. Personally, I wouldn't ask him to his face, because LL Cool J could probably flatten me with one punch. But I have no idea. I don't know. I'm still walking around with one pant leg rolled up, so there's nothing wrong with acting young for your age, Bedos. What? Sit in the mic.
You could be like, I don't know, be 30 young, you know, but not be 30 but 15 young. You see what I mean, though? Like, he's like what he's talking about, yeah, making an album called Real Hip Hop and showing people how real hip hop was. And then next thing you know, he's doing a track called Ratchet. And he just doesn't sound right. From the track to what he's saying to the whole thing doesn't work, you know, he's just so out of place.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's like, You can probably get away with a decade, acting a decade younger than you are, but the dude's, he must be close to 50, and he's acting like an 18, 19 year old guy.
Durag.
Yeah. That's almost as embarrassing as when Eminem wore durags. Oh, back to the track list, because we're chatting too much. After the Rakim track, we played, it's an instrumental. It's this instrumental playing in the background right now. It's one of my favorite producers at the moment. He's been making beats for Mac Miller, for Ground Up, I think Phil Ade, a lot of the new school hip-hop artists. And he's called Teddy Rockspin. I like that. Play on words of, if you remember, if you're old enough, the little Teddy toy and cartoon show, Teddy Rockspin. Yeah, and this is called Ah Yeah. A sample famously used by Timmy Mallett in the early 90s. You won't remember Timmy Mallett, but us. So what are we going to go to next? I think we're going to play... Oh, yeah. This is nice. It's a sample of Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, he's another dude who looks young for his age. And he's like 52, and he looks like 10.
Only in rock and roll, you can be old and still look like a bad motherfucker. You know?
I don't know, man. Some of them rock stars look old. But you know the saying, black don't crack. So.
Yo, new gold in the building. We gonna go back to some music.
Yeah, the track is, it's called It Ain't Over. It samples the Lenny Kravitz track. And it's by our favorite Canadian MC, Shad, who is back.
Yeah, man, like, it's a pleasure to hear something of him, actually. So yeah, new gold, Dakota UK, we here. Big up to Groovement. What you doing, chilling in the flex. In the loop last night was pretty insane, was really cool. But in the meantime, with new gold in it right now, Pedro's DJ AO Braca.
Yeah, and nostalgia. Thinking about my old hometown. Growing up with folks showing us loving that knows no bounds. But still, I'm hey, y'all single. Dolo style. Mom and dad keep sticking two together, cause we don't know how. Nowadays, it seems like love is fast. To come and go doesn't last. Little bundles of joy cost big bundles of cash. And it's hard to buy in the city. I'm always flying, I'm busy. Do I need something real? I kinda get by with midi. And bothered by all these cities. Seem the same till they're home. And likewise, maybe ladies all seem the same till they're known. And you grow together and grow attached. Growing up is knowing that we all need each other. And love requires no holding back and no going backwards when your back hurts. I know it's strange hearing about commitment from a bachelor that's overage, with plenty of fish to capture and then throw away. But Lenny just wished he was back with Bonet. So hey, for all the mistakes that I've made. See, I've been given so much. Don't let me throw it away. Hail Mary. Kelly wants to go for the win. Can't go the way of the Buffalo Bills. No, get a ring and take a knee. Don Beebe, do your Andre. Read me Thurman Thomas players. I don't mean to coach Marv Levy. All my non-girlfriend friends, Monica to Phoebe. Still hoping love hasn't gone the way of the CD. Yeah, it's cheesy, I know. I guess I'm talking to I still hear Isaac Hayes strings when she's walking on by. I've been heartbroken before, man. I'm not gonna lie for a bit. I quit hoping, said I'm not gonna try. I said it's not gonna fly. They told me this is something new. I said you can't force some things. I will when I do. I said I'm not gonna cry. They told me to find someone new. I said you can't force some things. I will when I do. When I do. When I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
Come on. what it do. It's Siobhan, a.k.a. Stan Stroh, Rare Breed, Nerdy Rotten Scoundrels, Evil Twin, Peerless, AWOL, and you're listening to the New Gold Podcast, bringing you that new gold era of hip-hop.
This is Dyslexis to Anti, we're getting sweaty with new gold.
I'm the syllable that spilt over the haiku. Outcast individual following sequential rhythms in my moods. Sinking into sofa to zoots and cartoons. Paralyzed cause I overthink everything I do. I'm a cluelessly lean doobie fiend. Exuberant and unruly superhuman me with movie scene dreams. Creeping into my routine and my reality is loose. The scenes and the truth of a being. I'm just a retainer of my creativity. Maneuver through them morphing doodles. Through to contorted thoughts. Sorted through them only to realize there is no order to and it all seems so nonsense when taken out of context. If there was a context, shit is complex. How can I explain when I'm struggling to comprehend all of these weird and strange signs? And the strangest thing is I just merely exist in this world filled with shit. It's no wonder that I'm out of it.
Floating flowers in the stream, row your canoe like a dream. Dragons come and dragons go, but you can always hear about them on the radio. Floating flowers in the stream, row your canoe like a dream. Dragons come and dragons go, but you can always hear about them on the radio.
But when the mood takes, I move space like shrooms baked wasted. Tripping balls, face melting, drip a parsnip for saw cubic. Give me more liquor, let me sip it till I lost my equilibrium. Stumbling but comfortably lost within my thoughts. And I'm a manic thinker, and I roll smoke longer than an Antarctic winter. Just to make things seem simpler, it's hard when your own mind's constantly trying to hinder you. But when the roam's over, the world turns, and I just roll over as evening rolls closer. Cause a couple more hours won't hurt. I can't be arsed getting up nights when I emerge as the anti-word spitter stands a curse and emancipate the master birth from the burning embers of the finest herb.
And it was fuck school. Niggas showed up at noon. Boys Village, Oak Hill wasn't prison. The Job Corps was the alternative for the vicious. Jobs more niggas ain't want, cause we was flipping. And mama had three jobs and still got evicted. After that it was move, pack evicted a couple times. Lost my prom pics, even my first raps I wrote them in. Chicken scratch, love letters from my exes I still miss. Lost everything in life and had to start all over. Had to cope with the pain, now I can't stay sober. Want the old me back, can't remember yesterday. Gotta pray for tomorrow, stay away from them bottles. In the bathroom, pick chicks thinking they models. And these fake friends will be the first to say I got you. The hood spokesman, nigga, ghetto apostle. I'll either wait for my shadow, but my heart will follow. Gone.
Finding my way, 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 finding my way.
I'm sense of direction lost, God. My soul need map quest. We off the road we supposed to be on. Supposed to be beyond this wall. We get your Mussolini on. The battle of the soul. Between the right and the wrong. What you want? A false sense of direction. With your eyes on the journey. Keep stepping. I keep my shoes tied. And my eyes wide. At the east. I'm trying to rise like bread rise. Track me. Who gon' run? I bet your legs tied. You niggas never in the hood like a spare tie. Can't speak for the cold hearted. We hear fire and see bullshit from a miler. Way is getting hard more. Put the fire to the J. Say we wasn't lost, they was lying in our fucking face. America gave us a dream. What the fuck do we chase? Nigga, it ain't in degree. Money don't come with it safe. Life is a force. A decision is a path. Watch for snakes in the grass. Who wanna see a lag behind? I speak to the one who controls time. Still blind with 40-40 vision up in my eyes. My grind got me this far. Still don't know where I'm going. And I may not be here when this shit soaks in. My time's not here. I'ma wait for the moment. Till then, we move forward on faith, not knowing. Going.
I'm finding my way.
Hey yo, this is Real J Wallace, and if you fucking with that new shit, you fucking with New Gold.
And it makes me say, oh my God, I say now, oh my God, I say now, oh my God, we finally made it.
But it's more than
and
that.
It makes me say, oh my God, I say now, oh my God. Oh my God, I say now, oh my God. Feels like we finally made it.
Make it feel good to you.
Yeah. They say the more you know, damn it, then the more you owe. And the quickest way to my goal is to help my folks. At times I held my own when I was all alone. But now I got a dream team and I feel I belong. They say the strong survive. Well, I'm my destiny's child. I feel more than alive watching Netflix on the couch. Word to school, boy, things don't be stressing me out. I used to be slept on, but see, they don't rest on me now. A 97-day campaign, got them saying that I grind or I'm insane. But if you knew about the training I endured when I was younger, when it was pure, me and my brother recorded songs all summer. On a tape deck, where you flip that tape and make your double vocals, would you wonder? Or would that help you understand my hunger? Some days I wake up late cause I've been working till the sun up. Some days I wake up late cause I can't see outside my tunnel. People yeah. said, you don't know what you got approaching, Kurt. Those are words I think I had to hear before I knew my worth. Sometimes I'm immature, sometimes I'm insecure. But fuck it, I'm still human, and today I'm living more. I'm living proof that you can't always be so cynical. MERS gave me a chance, now I'm a bigger fan of miracles.
I'll make it feel good to you.
And it makes me say, yeah. Oh my God, I say now, oh my God. Oh my God, I say now, oh my God, we finally made it. And it makes me say, oh my God, I say now, oh my God, I say now, oh my God, feels like we finally made it. You see, my grandfather told me don't be always in a hurry. Only rushing to a minute closer, you'll be buried. So every second I cherish, cause I don't know when I'll be airless. Yeah, you only live once, but that ain't no reason to be here careless. And I'm speaking from experience, cause things got serious with my health. But my only concern was what can bring me wealth instead of what can keep me well. It was what can bring me sales. Then I looked inside a mirror, disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
Soda pop, potato chips, pizza with the bacon bits, sodium with no exercise only made me sick. So I made a flip. My lady gave me balance. She
took me to the gym
more than that.
And even made me salads. I fucking hate salads, but not more than hospital visits. So now I know the do's and do nots in the kitchen. I opened up my eyes to a clock there at 9 in the digits. Grabbed my basketball and ran outside my house with a mission. Yeah. Oh my God, oh my God. I say now, oh my God. And it makes me say, oh my God. And it makes me say, oh my God, oh my God. I say now, oh my God. It makes me say, oh my God. The bills we finally made.
Yeah.
G-G-G, yeah, yeah. Yeah, still grooving and smoothing up to this musical ride, y'all. So yeah, something really cool happened this week, past week. A gentleman like Kendrick Lamar played. I didn't go to the gig. Honestly, I didn't go because, you know, my broadcast is in my own ticket. And I don't know, to be honest with you, yeah, I didn't go to the gig. I wish I went, but at the same time, a lovely DJ on point, so you can tell us how it went.
It all started on a snowy evening, Thursday in Manchester. DJ Aop arrived home from work. He placed his bag by the front door. Should I keep going? No? Okay, right. No, seriously, I'll get onto that in a sec, but it's good to see artists like Kendrick Lamar making a name for themselves. Yeah? Doing big things?
Definitely. Coming from where he's, you know, how he started, creating a buzz, you know. West Coast rapper with a different sound, a different swagger. And, you know, and the interesting story that we may have already heard of, but told in a from a different angle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From a different perspective. It's like Tarantino and Spike Lee doing the same movie, but we gain in different ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but who's he doing it in a different way from?
Well, Tarantino is a white boy.
So who's Kendrick Lamar doing it differently from?
Yeah, but I don't know. From himself, I suppose. Because he's like, you know, he's young, isn't it? Like he's 24, so he's talking about what he probably went through at 20, or at, you know, at 22 or 19, 18, at his age, in a time where maybe the life in LA or whatever were differently from when N.W. was coming up. They were living; he was living his own reality, but they were pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's cool to see, man, someone like him being so creative at a young age. I mean, and not being scared to approach things in his own way. And not thinking, like, to get this buzz, to get famous, I need to do this because this will impress X, and this will impress Z, and this will impress Y.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, when you listen to that track, Black Boy Fly, you know, he's talking about dealing with these feelings where, you know, he felt like, oh shit, you know, I'm doing this music thing, will I make it? He's looking at people like The Game, you know, who in the space of 3 years got recorded, they're blowing up, you know. So he found himself in a situation where he was getting mixed feelings toward these people, like, oh, would I make it, or do I have the same, what you call it, do I have the same luck, or am I good enough to make it? And stuff like that. So he's talking about it in the track, which is a really dope track as well in the album.
Yeah, and I felt like, differently to The Game, whereas The Game came along, I mean, Kendrick's not been here for long enough for me to make judgment yet, but The Game came along and he really came. You actually thought, this kid's quite a scary guy.
He played on a whole gangster rap shit, you know. It was only at the time where record label wouldn't sign people unless you got shot 9 times. Unless you were 50 Cent, like, yeah, you know. And then The Game, he came through with a really gangster rap shit. But Kendrick is a little different. He's not that kid who, you know, if he could have just stayed in school, could have just stayed in school and be a doctor. But the reality is, he lived in the ghetto and stuff was happening, so you just had to go along with the environment that he was in. No, go back and check it out.
Yeah, we was onto that. We could tell from an early time that he was going to be a big thing. He's whether he was going to blow up to mainstream or not, that's a different issue. But he's a big thing in hip hop, and that, you know, he'd be important.
Exactly, was saying, like, you know, even though now when we listen to his album. Overly played on the mainstream. No, all the tracks fit in really well. You know, good storytelling. Good, it's just your vibe into it. It's a good vibing album. Like, check it out.
Yeah. Fantastic listen. Terms of being that rapper who sticks to what he is. He stays true to his roots and he doesn't give a fuck about people's attitudes because he's not changing for you. He's giving you who he is. And Nas is still doing that to this day. Because for me, the two best hip-hop albums of last year were Kendrick's and Nas' album. And what does that tell you? Nas has been around here for 20 years and he's still strong.
And then let's hope, you know, Kendrick's obviously still at the early stage of his career, you know. Loso Mixtape, first album, is getting the hype. Now, we're gonna keep supporting him till, you know, he puts out. Yeah, exactly. And then he doesn't get too, like, overloaded. But you know, new gold style shit, man. Like the big record label have lots to do now with artists, where all these artists, they create their own movement, establishing themselves, and then when the mainstream come into it, they just gotta go along, otherwise it doesn't work, because these guys already laid the back, you know, the groundwork. This is what we do, this is our take us like that, or you don't, you know, it's the same. Life. all those shit, you know, so.
This is why I love hip-hop. I love that family mentality. Look after your own first. You know, stay true to the people around you, the people who you come up with. It's always been there in hip-hop, and I think it's a really endearing aspect to the genre. It's good.
I don't, like, what's that? How that song going on? With me, with the weather. With me, with the weather.
Welcome to Manchester. No, he ain't talking about Manchester for sure. But firstly, I know women are alright in Manchester. I don't smoke. I don't, but we smoke a lot. In general, Manchester smokes a lot. Me and Bedos don't. We're smoke free. We got clear lungs. But let's not talk about the weather in this grey, cold country of ours. Welcome to UK. So, that was quite a nice serious talk then. We're not normally that, you know, eloquent with our deliveries of speech on this podcast.
You know, we improve it, you know.
I don't think people are going to listen anymore. It's like, what are they talking? Why are they being sensible? Why are they not poking fun at each other? Why is he not talking about his carrot? I had people coming up to me, like, a few people. DJ Woody has spoken to me. He listens to the podcast. And he was talking to me about his favourite part of the show. I think it was Bedos was talking about sexuality in hip-hop. And then other people have approached me. Stu and Jeff. Big up to Stu and Jeff. Regular listeners to the show. The Soul Twins. Two of Manchester's finest soul DJs. Yeah, they talked to me about it. And then, one more person I got to big up is Jez. Because if you don't know about this, Jez Miley, that's Watch D's. If you don't know about this, every month, Bedos is late to the recording of the podcast.
That's nothing new, because apparently there's a competition going on and everything. Oh my God.
So I get bored waiting for him. I'm like, I'm waiting, Bedos, I'm waiting. So I usually post a picture of him on Facebook that I photoshopped, or ask where Bedos is if anybody's seen him. And today we had a competition to find out what time would Bedos arrive. I want the closest guess. So we had some contributions from Mr. Zamet, who suggested 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. 2-1 Smee, he took a guess. He was very close. But the winner, by I think a margin of about 5 minutes, was Jez Miley. Watch these. Congratulations for the guess. Bedos was exactly 1 hour and 8 minutes late. Which is better, because we were supposed to meet for dinner last night, and he was 2.5 hours late.
You know, Black.
He's like, not the bus got stuck in front of a huge mound of snow. We were attacked by snow people and snow babies with vampire teeth.
Oh, lady sleep on a flipping ground. That wasn't funny.
Tell me that.
Yo, I'm Black Josh EPA, El Mono. This is New Gold, and I'm Black.
Niggas gotta love. Roaches in the crib, but mama caught them water bugs. Roaches in the beer bottle, I smoke lots of bud. I kick that shit that niggas gotta love. I come with
strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit.
Damn right.
I got 10 fingers, but only use one.
Gotta let them know.
They don't want it, they don't want it.
Strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit.
My type of shit right here. Rich city shit.
They don't want it, they don't want it.
Yeah.
I drag my nuts across the pavement, hitting switches. Twisting up these Dutchins on the south side with my niggas. Them ladies come around, I rip they top off like a twister. Them haters come around, I rip they top off with them flicker. Pow! Know a bad bitch enough, she bag is bad bitches. She drink mad liquor, she get mad at me, I lick her. And she calm down, she just want attention. But I'm in a new dimension, and not to mention, I get higher than hypertension. Guess that's why my haters be so salty. And they salty cause I'm bossing. And I'm bossing cause I'm flossing. And I'm flossing cause I hustle. And I hustle cause I'm hungry. And I'm hungry cause I got an insatiable appetite for that money. And I'm grunging. I smoke until I choke the cough a lunging. That reefer smoke is pungent. She suffocating my dungeon. And now she won't leave me alone. She ain't get this out from all that bullshit that you wrote. You know, I paint them type of pictures niggas gotta love. Roaches in the crib, but mama caught them water bugs. Roaches in the beer bottle, I smoke lots of bud. I kick that shit, y'all niggas gotta love. I come with
strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit.
I got
10 fingers, but only use one.
Gotta let them know.
They don't want it, they don't want it.
Nah.
Yeah. Breakfast for dinner, Jesus peace necklace for a sinner, big spender out in Texas for the winter, driving while I'm drunk as fuck, had a fender bender, bitch I live like I've been here before, this life ain't for beginners, ready to go, let you know, bitch I'm fly from head to toe, she seen how I be flexing, now we sexing on the sectional, sights omnidirectional, third eye periscope, I see above them waters that we drowning in, and I let you know what it's looking like. When I choose to take a trip, hot box smoking out like I'm trying to fumigate the whip. Same nigga that you grew up with, but now I get that cheese. Remember them chaplets and them fuzzy braids, oh shit. Now you remember me, yeah, recollect. In retrospect, I knew I would collect a check from way back. Talking way, way back, when I used to wet the bed. Nickel F, pistol tech, never had to take, but I kept that pistol on deck. But I'm hated with Anna on their chest, and yes. Paint them type of pictures, niggas gotta love. Roaches in the crib, but mama caught them water bugs. Roaches in the beer bottle, I smoke lots of bud. I kick that shit, y'all niggas gotta love. I come with
strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit.
I got 10 fingers, but only use one.
Gotta let them know.
They don't want it, they don't want it.
I paint them pictures, niggas gotta love. Roaches in the crib, but mama caught them water bugs. Roaches in the beer bottle, I smoke lots of bud. I kick that shit, y'all niggas gotta love. I come with
strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit.
I got 10 fingers, but only use one.
Gotta let them know.
They don't want it, they don't want it.
Guess what's up as high as they go.
This is Air Adam from podcast.airadam.com. Checking out my boys, DJ A Up and Bedos, and the New Gold Podcast, essential every month. Peace.
Yo, it's L Diggs, just want to pick up everyone locked into the show. Shouts out to Bedos and A Up, keeping them fresh sounds coming and supporting the sounds, and everyone else that's supporting the music. Peace.
I still maintain visions. I still maintain vision. You see the approach that I'm coming with a don't. Always wanna be getting bout, staying broke. You see, I don't need more, nah, I really don't. Content, I'm live, never waiting round for next man on a roach. Devil don't dote on that, some man fly straight off the boat. Treat the blues like crappy steam. I don't understand how they get it down like that. Too much time doing nothing, never seeing out. Some of us are really living a dream, and the meaning of it ain't just making some P&E. Brother, see a life where you a visionary, not a puppet to nothing. Bow down to now. See you can live it out. Show no fear, holding no emotion. Back thoughts clear with it. Your truth's better in the beginning, sweet. Towards the end, lies to keep you cool. Short term, lights exposing those though and some skin burn. I still maintain visions. I still maintain vision.
I'll maintain this vision every night when I dream, where aliens descend from a ray of the sun's beam. I land up on the planet, they're organic but they ain't men. Talking telepathic thoughts through the brainstem. Now, this is something that we don't seem to possess. They say we use a small percent of intellect but not the rest. Have they learned to harness hit the points of the cerebrum? Were these the beings who created the Garden of Eden? I wake up not knowing any of the answers. The point is we have to speculate and take chances. This is why we maintain our vision. If we don't dream, then what would be the point of existing? Why rise from your slumber groggy-eyed, still tired? If you're only looking forward to the day you retire, it's a pointless charade called life that we're living. I'd rather spend my life trying to maintain my vision.
Check, 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 check. My last take. Yes, sir. Shaz. Check. Mic check. 1+2. Who are I? Evan Ho. Check. 1+2. Yo, early morning as I grab this Buddha off the dresser drawer. Daily routine to get the pressure off. This shit got me on another echelon, and ain't no chance business shit like I needed fresher draws. Go toe to toe with some of the best of y'all. Turn the best of y'all into the fucking rest of y'all. Turn the rest of you niggas into condensing oil. Fried beef in the kitchen with it, the chef can boil. Charbroil on niggas, I'm spitting hell's flame. Hit the devil on Sunday and told him make it rain. Brain fart, I'm smearing shit on a piece of page. Finna skate on these niggas, I'm feeling streets of rage. Phone off, getting bossed, ain't finna tweet today. We finna cheat big, fucking go out to eat today. Ayy, LJ with a 3 bitch on my mask and some ski shit. Nigga, eat feeling shit. Like something out the ordinary. Human beings would be guillotined if they ever seen some shit this clean, out the ordinary. Human beings would be guillotined if they ever seen some shit this clean. I'm feeling like something out the ordinary. Human beings would be guillotined if they ever seen some shit this clean.
In broad daylight, I pray like I'm trying to be some type of pastor, but after I'm like, find a weed.
They constantly holding my breath, it's time to breathe. Too much design and talk, I'm rapping, but it's not for me. Hardship and hard shit coming from poverty. My whole discography of ruin, niggas' arteries. How many niggas have you met that hit the lottery? It's hard for me to wanna spend money on it, my art is free. Sunny in San Diego, they charging me. The part of me my bitches love the most is the artistry. Open your heart to me, no R&B shit. So I tell her about me singing closest R&B get. Now it's a part of me that's better off trying to stay on my hustle. These niggas got older and trying to stay out of trouble. My share of obstacles in life, I had a couple. Tired of rapping about my struggle, I'm better off being humble. That niggas worry like what son do. I fuck around and son you. I'm feeling like something out the ordinary. Human beings will be guillotined if they haven't seen some shit this clean. Yeah, that's real shit. I'm feeling like something out the ordinary. Human beings will be guillotined if they haven't seen.
Hey, yo, this is Ground Up.
And you're listening to the New Gold Podcast.
New Gold for the soul, dog. Skill over swag.
Ooh la la, how we do? Yeah, New Go Podcasting. You know, I also look forward to this session. They're always wonderful. You know, we get to talk crazy, talk music, food, all sorts of funky ass shit. I don't know. Yeah, I was telling about some gym. You know what is it? Nigerian mom. They're on Twitter.
I wasn't telling you about a Nigerian mom on Twitter. What it was... on Twitter, Bedos actually has a Twitter account. He just doesn't know a thing about Twitter. Right. Well, Bedos, you see when someone puts a hashtag? You know when you have a hashtag in front of the word? And when those... You have like a list of words at the side with the hashtags, and they're what are trending at the moment on Twitter. So everybody's using them. So if you write something, say, I write something about hip-hop, I could write hashtag hip-hop, and then that might trend because everybody else can talk about hip-hop. Yeah? So you click on that, and you can view all the posts on the tweets that have got that hashtag. So today, what was trending was Nigerian mum sayings. So typical things Nigerian mums would say. Yeah? So you tell me what an African mum would say, a West African mum, Bedos. Tell me some of those sayings.
If someone brings a West African mom a present, let's say, for example, a perfume, her instant reaction would be, well, why are you giving me perfume? Do I stink or something?
From what I can see, all the reactions were based around sarcasm. I think one of them was, and the daughter asked her mum, I'm hungry. So her mum said, what, you want me to magically turn myself into food? It sounds funnier when it's said in a Nigerian accent, I guarantee it, because you always get that lovely eh at the end.
Come on, Marcus, I know you get a really good Nigerian accent.
You know what? I had to ask my wife, she's Nigerian. I had to ask her what the word was on the tweet. It says, Obuel, white people. They were complaining, and apparently, yeah, you don't, in Nigeria, you don't have like, oh, he's Asian, or he's from India, he's Chinese, he's Far Eastern. It's just like, it's black people and white people, and pretty much, if you're not Nigerian, you're not a black person.
You know what? I come to think of something. You know what? Black people can racially offend someone without necessarily knowing that they're doing it. Seriously, especially Africans, like, I don't know, man, they do.
I'm just thinking, it's not an issue in most countries like it is here, because they've not had to deal with decades and decades of racism. You know, it's not, because obviously here there's been mass immigration, and those people suffered in the early days because people were ignorant. And luckily, people are changing these days, and it's much better than it was, and I'm sure it happened in lots of other countries too, but because of the fact that slavery happened, it's got a huge negative vibe around any racism. It's a horrible thing that happened, and it didn't happen in those other countries. So when somebody mentions race in, say, China or Africa or wherever, they're not probably not meaning it with the nastiest of intentions. they're just saying, like, I've noticed you're white, or I've noticed you're black. It's not got the same connotations that it has in this country or America.
I guess what it is. Oh, go watch Django Unchained. For all the proud black people, you'd be like loving it.
You know what? I'm mad at Tarantino because he also made the Man with the Iron Fists.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? No. Wait.
He helped RZA. He helped RZA do his directional debut. So I wouldn't necessarily. I think he was just helping his mayor who wanted to get into movies. So, and then I think he probably thought, okay, I'm gonna help you make your movie, which will probably won't be huge. So after that, let me put out my movie, who's gonna kick the shit out of your movie.
But I'm still waiting for a Far Eastern headline, the star of the show. An Asian kung fu movie, and the Asian guy is just like a side character. Why is the Asian guy a side character? It's like making Shaft and having the black guy as the sidekick.
I think, you know, he's seasonal. You know what? I think the whole thing with Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, there was a time when he was there. Like, I remember, like, in the 90s, right? Back in Africa, all we used to watch were flipping kung fu flicks. Like, what was his name now? Bruce Lee? Return of the Dragon? Oh my god, that tape was rinsed up. Like, do they make them like that anymore? I mean, after that, what came out was Jackie Chan, and it was too much funny. He was making a joke out of it, you know what I mean? But back then, Bruce Lee, man, fucking hell.
Man, you're talking like Bruce Lee was alive in the 90s. He died a long time before then, Bedos.
That's when, even though he died, those movies were still like huge. Like, you know, they're still huge.
I'd say comparable. Like, you're not going to say Bruce Lee, you're going to say Ong Bak or Jet Li are more like Bruce Lee than Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan was always the comedy guy.
Yeah, but Ong Bak was too much of a show. Like, it was too much of, okay, new karate move. He's like watching a flick out of a commercial channel or something. You know, but it was really interesting, you know, it was interesting. But Bruce Lee was really emotional. It was crazy in a way. Like, dude was, like, you know when he wiped the flipping ketchup of his, you know, side of his lips. And you know, okay, that says he's gonna kill everyone.
You know, the Bruce Lee, you know when he did those eyes, those like, angry, when he's about, you know, he's about to go crazy now. But Bruce Lee to me, he's like, he's a one-off. He's like, you know, when he's comparable, he's like Jimi Hendrix. He's like, I don't know, he's like, Bob Marley or whatever. He's iconic, and he is the number one in his field, and he always will be. And he had that attitude, that charisma. He's the Michael Jordan. He's Tiger Woods. I'm trying to think of people who aren't black as well. It's like just an Asian guy and black guy. I'm trying to think of a white guy. Elvis, I guess, fits in. No.
Elvis is a funny. Sorry.
I knew Bedos would say that. Okay.
I think it was one of a Latino guy called 6'2 Sanchez, something like that. He's basically this musician, 6'2 Rodriguez. This musician, he was signed like back in the day. Like, he was really cool. Like, he's like Bob Dylan type of singer. Right?
There we go, Bob Dylan. He'll fit into that category.
Yeah, Bob Dylan was the only white motherfucker at the Million March war. You know that Million March thing that happened?
Million Man March.
Yeah, the only black white musician on that thing singing. But 6'2 Rodriguez is Latino dude. He got a record deal. Put out some record in America. Didn't make it in America. Somehow his music ended up in South Africa. He's bigger than Elvis Presley in South Africa.
Big up, man. Big up. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's still fixing people's roofs.
Nah.
The story is, right, this guy, he's huge in South Africa. No one knew about, basically, he didn't know that his record was huge in South Africa. So these bloggers started looking for him. So they thought he was dead. But then they realized that, oh shit, this guy is not actually dead. So they managed to find him and take him to South Africa to play gigs. And he had like 20,000 people and shit like that.
So who was making all the money from his music?
That's why they started looking for him, because they were like, wait a minute, there was a free record label in South Africa distributing his music, selling like thousands and thousands, but no one knew where the money was going.
So has he been paid now?
Well, from some of the gigs that I did, all the money of the record, someone else made the money.
Rule number 4080. Record company people are shady.
And guess what? The label in South Africa, the person that they were sending royalty to is this guy who used to work for Motown Records.
No way!
Yes way, motherfucker.
God damn!
Baby, this is a crazy story, so yeah, here's a one off. Yeah, newgold.co.uk, we still here talking about stuff, you know. But yeah, if you want, check out the 6-2. It's called, actually, you know the song, Nas, You're the Man? The sample on our track is the guy that I'm actually talking about.
I thought you was talking about me. I thought you was calling me the man.
Hey, yo, you're the man.
See, we're still working on that soul album. We got like one track written now.
Water.
It's called My Banana Girl. Just because it's a song about bananas doesn't mean it's ripping off. It's about a girl that I used to date who smelled like bananas. She was lovely.
Big bananas and flipping. Grooming fun and flipping weird banana and it's.
Oh yeah, that story. I think we told that on the podcast before, have we? When Jamie, the groomman, Agent J, we used to all go to this milkshake bar together, where they blend up different sweets and chocolate bars, candy, and into an ice cream shake. Obviously, most of us went for sensible options. I used to go for the Oreo and Dime bar flex. Medos, he was more into that chocolate sauce and strawberry stuff like that. Agent J used to go for the banana, and instead of putting real banana in his milkshake, they put one of those like chewy banana sweets. Don't taste like banana, and they're like a cardboard rubber combination. And obviously that shit didn't blend, so he's drinking away and gets a big banana sweet in his mouth. And we've never been allowed to go back to that milkshake bar since. Sorry to embarrass you, Mr. J.
Another stuff we wanted to discuss was the Joey Bada situation. He just done a track at DJ Premier, you know, big up. And there's a rumor that he might, Jay-Z's Roc Nation might be signing him. So, would it be a good thing, bad thing?
Bad thing. Unless... What I'm thinking is that Jay-Z might have seen what Dr. Dre's done with Kendrick and think, you know what? I'm going to let Joey do his thing. Because Joey's been picking beats by dope producers. It's obvious that Joey's got an ear for these sounds. He obviously pays attention to blogs and listens to the podcast. Because we were going before, Joey was releasing his mixtapes. And he's seen Freddie George here. In fact, the Waves track that Joey rapped on, we played that as an instrumental on the podcast before he released it. So he's obviously got an ear for good producers, as you get,
which is rare for a lot of MCs. Like, someone always get big props for a big Rick Ross. They say that he's out of a lot of MCs, he picks his good beats, and I think a lot of MCs do struggle with picking dope beats, and Joey Bada seems to be in a right lane to pick beat that fit with his voice, his flow, and what he's trying to put across. So.
And what he's got that Rick Ross hasn't got is A, he's not lying about who he is, and B, he's a good MC. I don't like the mouse.
Maybach music.
Oh man, that was the only annoying thing about the Kendrick gig. After going to Rick Ross and hearing between every track, Maybach music, Kendrick was the TDE. Between every Top Dog Entertainment, between every track. But you know what? It was a dope gig. Yeah, so I hope Joey really considers what he's doing before he does, because he's a young kid and he's probably easily influenced. But he seems sensible, and I think Jay-Z needs to let him do what he does. If he doesn't...
If he doesn't cut any child support on his way to his... You'll be fine.
Joey, keep a hat on it. That's some advice from Bedos. I'm sure you got all the girls chasing you right now, but Bedos says keep a hat on it.
No chance in port now, boy.
Oh. Should give a quick rundown of the last few tracks we played before we play our last one. Okay. Let me compose myself. Right. I don't even know what I played then, Bedos. I didn't really write it down. Yeah, you know what we played? The first track after the break we played was Ellis Mead, Manchester MC. It was Vision. No, that wasn't true. No, it wasn't. No, you're right. You are right. Bedos is right. It was Nicholas F. It was 30 Street Level Sound. And that was by Nicholas F. Produced by Sean Kemp. After that, we played Ellis Mead and it's Visions featuring Twisted Roots. And that was from his Conceptions mixtape, which was released very late in 2012. Get onto it because it's dope music. Ellis is very much an underrated MC. People need to understand this boy is dope. He's talented and he needs more hype from all you people. So big up to Mr. Mead. Dude is sick.
It was about time that he put out some music, so I'm really happy that to see that he put out some music, the video with it. He sounded dope, and I know that guy got music for days, bro.
Yeah, not only is he a dope MC, he's a dope producer too. I need to hear more collective music. I miss those days. I'm gonna ask them to come on the show. Should we ask them?
Ellis Mean, Sparks and Double O back on making music together.
Yeah, man, those three different styles, different sounds, different styles, dopeness, all work so well together off the back of each other. So I want to hear some new collective shit in 2013. After that, Bedos, we played it was Who Are I, and it was featuring Chewy of where's he from? He's from Sacramento. Good friends with Matt Flows, who was a special guest on the podcast last year. And really blowing up. He's one of the MCs who I think could make it to the mainstream. And also featuring, how do you say that? Evan Holt. Now, this beast of a beat is by, I call him a kid still, but he's like 18, 19 now. I just remember him when he was 6, 7. It's Metrodome. He was a special guest on the podcast with the 8 Cult. He's their DJ. And this is called Third Eye. It's from Metrodome's Burger and Chips EP. It's dope, man. It's dope. I love it. Nice Roy Ayres sample, I think. Lovely. All those horns. So we've finished our podcast episode.
Have we? Oh, well, they say all good things come to a short end. But we'll be back again next month. Nugo.co.uk. You need to check him. Send in your suggestion, what you think. We've been appreciating all the support, because a lot of people been checking the podcast and all that stuff. So we still gonna be here, still gonna carry on. Oh, while I say, big up to DJ Up, who provided most of the music for tonight, because I've been slacking. But listen here, it's the dope team, New Gold, DJ Up and Birdos, still rapping it strong. But up.
Just want to say big up to everybody for listening, and we promise, better. Should we shake on this right now? In a month's time, we will have a new episode.
Yeah,
shake
we promise. Hands. Promise. Pinky promise.
No 2.5 months. Yeah.
But people are busy,
Yeah. I just felt really bad. I feel guilty when I'm not doing the podcast, but I've been seriously snowed under with work. And Bedos has too. Bedos been way busier than usual. So, yeah. We're sorry about that.
We're trying, but like we said, you got 12 or 13 episodes, so feel free to go back. Feel free to go back and, if you don't give your podcast, just pester us, but we definitely are going to do it.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out the early episodes from back in 2011, definitely do that, because there was some dopeness that still sounds wicked and relevant today. All good artists, and you'll probably think, oh shit, that guy's big now. And you'll see, it could be you next. Nugo made me famous. No, I don't want to take any credit for shit like that. Oh man. So the last track we're going to play is another Sacramento artist who we're trying to get out to the UK right now, along with Jansport J. This is Task One. Dude is dope. This is from his District 916 album. It's about a year or so old now. It's featuring Kano and Jay Good, and it's called Remember Me. This was New Gold. I was DJ AOP. It was 2012. We're in 2013. Bedos, what you gotta say?
New Gold, the code, the UK. I say.
You were special, but never thought that I would ever ask you. Every word is true when they say that love is blind. I was blindfolded, beaten, and attacked from behind. I guess it was my time to learn, but I regret. But in respect to your regards, I'll be the star you wish you kept and wish you never left. It felt like it was death. Now it's cold hearted, it's that it's lingering on my breath. Now it's on to the next. From the cause and effect, it's because when you left, you ripped the heart out my chest. Your face is in my head, and I'm hoping that it will vanish. Instead, it's vivid images, picture it from a cannon. I can't seem to shake you, cause you were such a breakthrough. It ain't fair to compare, cause all these women ain't you. But stay tuned, cause there's another episode, and it's the day that I walk away and I let you go.
Let's go. Thought she was my sweetheart, but really she was a complete farce. Turns out those fireworks were nothing more than weak sparks. So many times I've seen love defeat smart. Soon as the confetti falls down, then deceit starts. Lost on this hard quest, far-fetched, taking shots with karma, thinking why the hell I start decks. A hard test, love is so dangerous. Go from best friends to strangers, then the anger hits. Real life like it's stranger than fiction. Reminiscing about the time we were spending. Sick and pretending like I ain't sick that we ended. Missed the beginning before you turned into this bitch. I flipped it, gotta learn from my decisions. Rolling up a blunt with all the letters that you've written. Blowing away memories, hoping you remember me. But honestly, I hope that you remember what you did to me.
Okay.